I actually, I love teaching this track because I know a lot of you, and I know you guys are, you know, really serious about this, and there's just, and we can kind of think through things together. So that's what we're going to do in this session. We're going to think through some things together, and I want you guys to wrestle with me on a couple of things that I'm learning and growing in, and things we're learning about the model of biblical counseling in the local church. I was at 12 Stones, now I'm at Harvest. I brought the model from 12 Stones to Harvest that we incubated at College Park, developed further at 12 Stones, and now have what I call injected a fortunate virus into the body life of the churches at Harvest, right? And so at first, sometimes you get it's more like a foreign antibody, right? And everything's attacking it, and eventually, but you guys know how ministry works, don't you? You get God's idea, he gives it to you, you don't really have it. And then you say, I don't really want it, but God says you need to do it, if you're like me. And then you do it, you proclaim, or you have a message, and you proclaim that message, and then you hurt yourself really bad because as you proclaim that message, Satan doesn't like it, some of the world doesn't like it, you know, you get your flesh hurt in the process. Now, you know, that time, you know, so you go from proclaiming to persecution. Do you know? Then from persecution, you go to perseverance. Then from perseverance, you go to producing fruit, right, as character is born in you. And then finally, you get to proclaim the glory of God in the way that he's worked through all of it, right? So just know that's going to happen to you over and over and over again in ministry. And so you're signed up for that, whether you know it or not. And so hopefully you get a little bit of fruit producing in there and you get to reap some of that. Mostly you're going to persevere, okay? So how's that to cheer you guys up? All right. Lord, thank you so much for this time. As we talk about building a church of biblical counselors, would you give us a openness to your spirit? What do you have for us, Lord? What do you want us to know? What do you want us to take away? How can we become more like Christ? How can we get a bigger picture of your concept of what the local church really is and what it can do in the life of a broken person, a believer, a pastor, anyone that attends. Just help us now in Christ's name. Amen. So biblical counseling has come a long way, right? And especially in the last 40 years, 45 years, we've gotten the content right, haven't we? I mean, if you look out there, the resources for biblical counseling are huge. Even since I've been doing this in the last 20 years, it's blown up compared to where it was 20 years ago. 20 years ago, you were looking for an article or a pamphlet that was decent. You were trying to understand complicated issues, and now there's a solid biblical resource for almost every issue. There's still plenty of work to do, but there's plenty of work that's been done, and the content is solid. There's good. The Biblical Counseling Coalition has been a dream of mine for a long time. I'm privileged to be on the board of that and to see us coming together and really surrounding and joining arms around the sufficiency of Scripture and the power of God's Word and just really the unity of a movement. I believe it's a movement now, okay? I think it was a lot of factions for a while. Now I think it's coming together as a movement. Pretty exciting. We've come a long way. You know, we know that the content is what? Scripture, right? What else do we have? I got the gospel. I have the Word of God. You want anything else? Go somewhere else, right? It's alive, it's transforming, it's profitable for teaching and reproof and correction and training. But I want you to think with me about the model. I want you to think with me about the context of counseling. You probably don't think a lot about this. I want you to today. Okay? All right, so I'm convinced that our model, general model, is not as biblical as our content. Would you like to explain that? Yes, I would. Okay, so, well, I just think that biblical counseling is an every person ministry. And I'm not the only one that thinks that. A lot of you think that, right? But what do I mean? Well, let's look at Scripture. Rather, speaking the truth in love, what a great phrase, we are to grow up in every way into Him, Jesus, who is head, into Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and held together by every joint with which it is equipped, when each part is working properly, makes the body grow so that it builds itself up in love. I love that. It's my job description, and it's yours. Did you know you had a job description in the Bible? It's one of the clearest calls to equip and mature the saints in Scripture. There's a few others, but this one's pretty rock solid. My Bible almost opens up to Ephesians 4 automatically. But we're so fiercely independent in this Western, worldly, hyper-therapeutic, watered-down way of thinking about counseling. We're aware that counseling is helpful now, more so in the church, but we really don't know how to do it. And then those who do it well tend to do it in isolation. There tends to be silos and not a lot of synergy. I think that's a problem. If we're really going to take the world by storm, we're not quite there yet. The whole body, each part, growing up into Christ. So what is biblical soul care? Biblical soul care is helping others by speaking the truth in love with skill and compassion. Okay? Biblical soul care is biblical counseling, but the reason we don't call it just biblical counseling is because most people think biblical counseling has nothing to do with discipleship. What? What? It's on the same continuum. It's intentional discipleship to intensive discipleship, right? We all get that. Okay, it's discipleship. So I just said soul care, biblical soul care. I wanted to not just say soul care, but biblical soul care, because I wanted the janitor to think it was in his reach to do it. I wanted the lay person who never wants to hang a shingle, never wants to get certified, could care less, never would read that book, to think they could be a biblical counselor of sorts. And they are. Who do you counsel most? Yourself. How are you doing? Okay, who do you counsel second? Probably your spouse or your kids. How are they thinking you're doing? Okay, now you begin to know how good you are as a biblical counselor. There's a little help for you there. But speaking the truth in love with skill and compassion. Can anybody do that? Any Christian can do that. Now, skill competency changes, for sure. But everybody should be on that wagon, right? I mean, Ephesians 4 says so. If we're equipping people, that's what we're equipping them to do. Okay, so this is a superior model. It's a superior. It has superior methods, it's superior means, and superior results. Why? What makes it superior? Well, it has a rich tradition that goes back to the Puritans and even to the early church. The method is really what we do, Galatians 6, 1 and 2 and other scriptures. We restore people gently. We bring them to the Word and to the cross. The means is really, honestly, us. Do you know that? Like, it's hard to biblical counsel without people. You ever think about that? You actually get to stand as an ambassador to Jesus Christ. And He uses you, He speaks His Word, the oracles of God, and He uses your gifts that He gave you to minister to others. Isn't that awesome? And then He gives you the credit to some degree, right? He does. He ultimately won't give you the glory, but He'll give you the credit. There will be things in heaven that wouldn't have been there because you took the time to be here and then to go and minister to other people. And people will be giving you some high fives in heaven, I'm telling you. I can't wait for those days. I look forward to those days when the guy I didn't think I got to finally got it, and then I didn't know about it, but then he's in heaven. He's like, dude, remember me? I'm like, whoa, we're good, aren't we? You know. It's heaven, man. Are you kidding me? I got nothing. I got no bitterness, nothing. But man, even in